Hello everyone, my name is Alsu. It's my first time on FOSDEM and first time presenting on a conference, so I'm a bit nervous, so don't judge me. And today I'm going to be talking about testing support for multiple authentication methods in ClickHouse using combinatorics and behavior models. I work as a QA engineer at Altinity, and also I'm pursuing my master's degree in data science at LMU in Munich, and I got my bachelor's degree in applied mathematics and computer science from Moscow State University. A little bit about our company: we provide managed services and support for ClickHouse, develop features for ClickHouse, and run other open source projects that are listed here. And feel free to join our Slack community where we help each other, discuss new topics, and do such things. The feature that we're going to test today will be from the ClickHouse. It's an open source column database designed for real-time analytics. It's super fast, super efficient. And the feature is called Multiple Authentication Methods. It's a recent addition to ClickHouse by Altinity developer for better security and flexibility. And it just simply allows a user to have multiple authentication methods, either of the same type or different types. So let's get familiar with this feature. In ClickHouse, in order to create user, we use create user query or statement. And before, we could only have one authentication method for user, and we use query create user, some username. In this case, it's name one identified with the authentication type. Here it's plain text password, the by clause, and the password itself. Here it's string my password. But now you can specify multiple authentication methods separated by comma. Here we specified three methods, and user will be able to login with all this free password, 1, 2, and 3. And the internal representation of the user also changed. Before, authentication type was stored as enum8, but now it's stored in the form of array of enums. And the authentication parameters are also stored in the form of the array. In order to change user, we're using outer user statement. And before, we could change one